U.S. planes today continue bombing raids on Taliban and Al-Qaeda targets in southern Afghanistan in and around the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. A Defense Department official says the main aim of the U.S. campaign now is to destroy the Taliban and Al-Qaeda chain of command and encourage their fighters to give up. As the Taliban's control over Afghanistan slips away, there are increasing signs of the breakdown of law and order. In the border town of Spin Boldak, southeast of Kandahar, two local tribes are fighting for power over the lucrative smuggling business. From the border, NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
Overnight, U.S. warplanes could be heard circling above the border area, and exchanges of fire and rocket launchers rang out from just north of here on the Afghan side. The Edie Foundation runs an ambulance service back and forth across the border. At the one-room headquarters, in the middle of a dusty, vacant lot, the dispatcher radios to a driver for the latest.
Yes, mobile 4, baat kare, mobile 4.
Commander, baat kare,
aap. Abhiya, kya position hai border ka?
Mahbub Hussein runs the operation. He says he almost got caught in the crossfire at Spin Boldak yesterday. He heard what sounded like fighting, or jang, for the first time since the beginning of the war.
So I asked him, what is happening? Well, now it's jang started. Then the people who was in the tent in Boldak, refugee, they ran away and come to the road and towards Boldak city. But I can't go over there because they told me to don't go over there. There is a fighting.
There's also been looting. The first target was the warehouse storing supplies for the thousands of refugees massed on the parched plain. 21-year-old petty smuggler Nafe from the Nurzai tribe, one of the two local power brokers, witnessed the scene. Nafe says local leaders blame the nomadic tribes for this, but I know the nomads weren't involved. It was the locals, the Nurzais. I was there. According to leaders here, the Nurzais and the other border tribe, the Achikzais, each want the Taliban in Spin Boldak to surrender to them. So, faced with a dispute, the Taliban wouldn't submit to either. But few Taliban remain in any case, says Nafe. That's why people were brazen enough to loot the warehouse. Now there's no recognized authority in Spin Boldak.
Yes, I am saying I am the leader. You are saying you are the leader. And he's saying he's the leader.
Further north, toward the Taliban bastion, Kandahar, opposition tribal forces are still battling to maintain control of a stretch of highway they seized on Friday. According to some reports, the bodies of 11 opposition fighters were brought here to Chaman for burial during the night last night, and one of the highway villages may have been recaptured by the Taliban. Haji Wafa, who's liaison to some of the opposition forces on the road, says their elders have launched yet another round of negotiations with the Taliban in Kandahar. He's speaking in one of the myriad public call offices in this dusty town, where telephones are rare.
Most of the Taliban commanders were convinced by our elders, and they want to hand over power to us. But Mullah Muhammad Umar does not want to hand over power to us, and that's why we will fight against them.
But the offensive is on hold while the talks go on.
After tonight, when the result is clear, if it is positive, then we will not fight against the Taliban. If it is negative, we will give them 24 hours to hand over the power to us. If they don't, then we will attack in Kandahar.
Taliban sources confirm that Al-Qaeda fighters control Kandahar at night. An Afghan journalist who's been traveling with the Taliban described heavily fortified checkpoints at the southern and western entrances to the city. All travelers are being stopped and searched down to the insides of their pockets. The Arabs don't even trust the Taliban anymore, he says. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Chaman, Pakistan.